Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Time for the vibe check this Tuesday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... What's wrong with you?
I know. There's a lot. It's only a four-hour show. We don't have that much time.
All right, guys. 585-252-9800. 816 total texts this morning. Breezy, get to three or four of them. Where's our friends at?
I mean, we got
to
do it. Hey, guys. Good morning, Moose. Or good morning, Breezy and Moose. Amy always puts me first. It's so classic. It's Amy from Sodas checking in.
What's up, Amy?
My vibes are great. I got my mother-in-law to join the Y with me, so we're absolutely slaying.
Oh, that's awesome.
11 days until the big quinceañera. You and Moose should come.
You know what I need from Amy? I hate to ask her for a favor, because I haven't seen her in forever.
So classic.
But I could really use some more PXY morning socks. Fall is here.
They were actually so good.
And I worn out the last ones she got us.
There's
with our faces.
In the toes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I need some new socks, Amy. If you can make that happen.
You're a nightmare.
I appreciate it.
You're a nightmare human being. All right, Coolio. Amy, thank you. We will look at to text us back the date. We'll look into that. I know 11 days from now we'll probably be at the hayride. So we'll talk about it. What else is happening here? Sarah's here. She says, good morning.
Hey,
this
Sarah.
World is crazy and it makes me sad, but I have coffee, so that's all that really matters.
Hell yeah.
Pop all the way off.
Yeah, I made a nice
with your cappuccino.
Morning.
You know
your espresso. I got to get an espresso machine for the studio here.
Do it.
But the one I want is like $700.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
I was like, I'm not doing. If I'm going to get one for $700, then I'm hiring a barista to come in here and make it.
Yeah, make sure she does it upstairs because it kind of smells burnt every time you bring coffee in here. But
yeah, they don't give me the best coffee to use to make it. All right, let's get to one more person here.
Let's see. We also have our girl Ashley.
What's up, Ashley?
She says, morning, vibes are okay today. The rain has me feeling some type of way.
Did you know I get that? Last night, lit up all the candles. Fall vibes, baby.
You
oh,
know.
Yeah. I put
I don't
a card.
I want to know what goes on in your apartment. I genuinely like don't.
You should come through.
I'm good.
You and Patrice.
I'm good.
You guys would be so comfortable. Come on. Come over.
Maybe. I'm terrified.
Oh, we got to get to this. Fall's hottest accessory.
Oh my God. Who wrote this copy?
Goosepumps. The haunted hayrides, you guys, of Greater Rochester is back, and it's scarier than ever. And I'm not just talking about the hayrides. We're talking about a nightmare on wheels.
Literally me every time I drive.
New this year, they put together a haunted beer garden, which is pretty cool. So you can grab a drink to calm your nerves, or it might have the opposite effect. It's 21 plus. Opening weekend is this weekend, the 26th, in Williamson. You can get your tickets right now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. And if you want VIP for the front of the line, you can snag that jumper pass.
Nightmare on Wheels is just me and my Nissan Sentra. Haunted Hayride, but it's just me driving.
Pretty
down
much.
Clinton. Yeah.
Breezy would show up late. I'm like, where were you? She's like, I hit a guardrail. I'm like, nobody else is on the road.
Yeah. It came out of nowhere, though. But anyways, vibes are okay today. My to-do list is piling. You know, there's just a lot going on. Yeah. And can't get through all of it. Allegedly, apparently, my roommate's moving out tomorrow.
But, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Allegedly.
Oh, well, okay. They weren't going to stay there, huh?
No. So, more to come on that.
Okay, great.
We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, this frees up the bathroom a little bit more.
And the spare room.
This is great.
Yeah.
All right, well, vibes are through the roof for me because obviously, as you know, I had a really nice night last night.
Yeah, you, candles, wax, yeah. You do what you need to do.
There's a lot on the agenda this week I got to get done, but, you know, I like being a busy bee.
Yeah.
Just like Breezy.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, it's the concerns about the use of Tylenol during pregnancy and its potential link to autism. That's been raised, but you have a lot of experts who are saying, well, hold up a second. Way more research is actually needed. I'll tell you all the details about that coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Okay, so, you know, there's been a lot of concerns about the use of Tylenol during pregnancy, and its potential link to autism has been raised, but you also have a ton of experts who are saying, well, hold up a second, way more research is actually needed. President Trump, his administration, held a press conference yesterday suggesting that Tylenol use during pregnancy causes autism. And then you had Jennifer Parks, who's a clinic assessment specialist. She's at the Arc of Monroe. She said the research she has seen so far, there have not been many large reviewed studies about the use of Tylenol during pregnancy and its actual link to autism. So the correlation does not necessarily mean causation. So I think a lot more research has to be done in this area, she said. Parks is the mother of a six-year-old boy with autism, and she expressed her concerns about the implications for pregnant mothers. In her job, she assesses whether someone meets the diagnosis for the criteria for autism. And she said there are many theories about what might cause autism, but it has not been narrowed down to any single cause. She advised pregnant women to speak with their doctors to get the most up-to-date, incorrect information. And I know yesterday I was watching the news and President Trump came on. He was like, don't do it.
It's really bad. No,
it's really, really bad.
Couldn't be worse.
And like, people are like, well, hold on a second. We don't know just yet. So now, obviously, there's a lot more studies that are being done if you are taking Tylenol while you're pregnant.
So just so everybody knows, there's been studies that have been conducted for years before President Trump was even in office. It's not like he just got here and was like, we got to look into this. They're like, we've literally been researching this for years.
No, they have been. Yeah. I think it's one of those situations where, yeah, they're right. I think they need to do a lot more research on the link between taking Tylenol and, you know, autism, especially when you're pregnant. Right. Coming up on the show, how many of you are standing firm on protecting your kids' relationship with food? Because there's plenty of parents who have to draw the line with grandparents who mean well, but don't get things, you know, over the years have changed. And after the break, we'll get to Jillian's message. She says her dad's really tough on his four-year-old grandson when it comes to eating everything on his plate. He comes from the eat everything on your plate generation, and it's not working out so well. We'll get to Jillian's message for Parental Confidential coming up next. Peaks White Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. You know, there are some grandparents and parents who still very much come from the clean your plate generation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even think about leaving the table until every piece of food is eaten off that plate. And I would imagine that's how most of us got eating disorders.
Literally. Disordered eating is among us.
But take a listen to this very interesting message we got from Jillian for Parental this morning. 585-252-9800. If you want to share your thoughts or give advice, she writes in and says, "We had a situation at dinner on Sunday. It made me stop and think. And honestly, I'm still bothered by it. My dad kept telling my four-year-old son, you have to finish your green beans. And my little guy was getting upset. So I stepped in and said, thanks, Dad, but we're teaching him to listen to his tummy.
Yeah, we're good.
He gets to decide when he's done. I turned to my son and I asked, are you all done? He nodded. I let him leave the table. My dad just sat there staring at me. Later in the kitchen, he told me I was raising a kid who was going to walk all over me, that I'm too soft, and that if I don't make him finish his food now, he's going to grow up spoiled and wasteful. He said, you can't let a toddler run the table. You're the parent. It turned into this awkward argument. My dad watches my son twice a week, and I'm honestly scared to leave my son with him after this. I don't want my kid forced to sit at a table crying because grandpa won't let him leave until everybody's gone.
Right.
At the same time, I don't want to blow up the relationship. I know how much my dad loves my son. I need his help. I appreciate you guys reading this. I'm currently trying to figure out how to talk to a grandparent about respecting your parenting choices without it turning into a full-out family feud. Has anyone ever had to draw the line with their parents over something like this? Because I feel caught in the middle of two completely different ideas about how to raise a kid. Thanks.
The whole, like, finish your plate mentality is so old school.
Yeah,
old school.
You know, I grew up with it, and I held my ground. I was like, I'm not eating. Like, go to your room, okay?
He's like, I'll starve. I just don't care. Simply, yeah. Then you sit there and you're eating food that's cold and disgusting.
You know,
it's just
you. Did your parents ever do this to you?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it's one of those things too. My grandparents. Grew up in the Great Depression.
Right.
You can't be wasteful. And I understood that now. But as a kid, you're like, I'm done.
Also, like, if you look at a child's plate, it's like four green beans. They're like, you need to finish it. It's like
a nugget.
We can't waste any. It's like, it's literally just like bottom of the barrel stuff. Like, it's not that deep.
How do other parents handle something like this? Do you intervene right away? Or do you let it slide? Because Jillian, who wrote the message, obviously still needs her dad to help her watch her kid twice a week. Let me go over to a couple messages that came in right away. Michelle's first. She says, I have a somewhat strained relationship with my parents, so I'm probably more firm than I need to be when they tell my kids to finish everything on their plate. I always respond with no. My kids know when they're full. I was also told to always finish my plate. And I know for sure it was just for the convenience of being able to clean up right away and not have to put away leftovers. Not a good reason then, still not a good reason now.
Right.
I never thought about that.
Never.
It's just easier clean up so you don't have to pull the Tupperware out. Finish it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the portions that these kids are eating are literally minuscule. It's not like... It's not like you could even save it if you wanted to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're going to take it and be like, put it in a Tupperware. You'll eat it for lunch tomorrow. There's two green beans. Like, it's fine, Rebecca. It's not that deep.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
You know?
I guess it's just the principle of, I understand where the older generation is coming from, but clearly it's not like that anymore. You know, I don't think I would do that to my kid now. Krista says this is one of those moments where you have to decide what's more important, keeping the peace or protecting your son's comfort. I let my dad push my daughter to finish her food because I didn't want to fight. Now she has huge anxiety about just meals in general.
Right. Which you don't want that. It's a nightmare. And also it comes out later in life. Like, it's, you're truly damaging your kid. And everyone's like, you're soft. Not in my day. It's like, all right, well, we're in a different time period, so.
Yeah, a lot of our parents had to walk to school barefoot in the snow.
Yeah, you know, with a bucket on their head for literally no reason.
For whatever reason, nobody had shoes. Nobody owned a pair.
When I was growing up.
Nobody had a pair of Skechers. Nothing.
Okay.
Well, let's go over to our friend Matt weighing in. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. What's up, Matt? Best thing to do is tell your dad, hey, I really don't care what you think. The whole finish everything on your plate is so old school, I agree. It doesn't really work for kids these days. No, it doesn't. Because a lot of kids these days are sitting there with this dumb look on their face like, why do I have to finish it?
Exactly.
I'm going to throw up.
Like, no, literally. And honestly, that's what happened to me. Like, so me and my brother, and I think every kid has experienced this at least one time in their childhood that has scarred them for the rest of their life, and they will not eat this food. This happened to me with tacos. I don't think my dad was like, you need to finish them. I think I just willingly ate way too much. And that's another thing. Like, why aren't we talking about the other end of the spectrum of like, hey, cut your kids off if they're like indulging too much because they're going to get sick. Happened with my brother with hot dogs. Like, got sick on them, never to be eaten again. I still to this day will not eat tacos. I'll eat chicken, but like, I don't really like beef.
Really? So you ruined you ruined it for yourself.
I did. And I mean, with the help of my dad as well, but like, he should have probably been supervising me a little closer. I was a child.
Karen says, grandparents sometimes think they know best because they raise kids, but times do change. We understand nutrition and child development differently now. So when my mom went and stopped forcing food on my toddler, I printed out an article from our pediatrician about letting kids decide when they're done. She didn't love it, but it absolutely helped. Yeah, I mean, Jillian, you might have to start printing those out, hanging them around the house for your dad to read. Might come off as passive-aggressive, but he might get the hint. Let me go over to a couple more.
I can't read, so. So, yeah.
Tanya says, good morning, guys. This really depends on how petty you want to be and if you respect the parenting of the person. My dad said something about the way I was parenting my kid. So I said, I've seen up close how you raise sons, and I'm not impressed. Excuse me if I want my son to come out better than yours did. Good luck.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. That's not...
That's not great.
No, that's not great. If you guys are just tuning in.
I fear that's not the verbiage we use.
There are some grandparents and parents who still very much come from your clean your plate generation. And Jillian's father is forcing her 4-year-old son to eat everything on his plate at every meal. And that's a problem.
Grandparents are so helpful and loving. Well, most grandparents are so helpful and loving and like all this. But it always becomes a point of contention when like they spend too much time with their grandparents and then they're raising your child a way that you are actively trying to avoid the way you were raised. You know what I mean?
True.
So like it's this like weird dance that you're doing of like, I love you and I love your help and I need your help, but also like you're going to do it my way. But I don't think you can have both. I don't. You can say like, hey, we don't do that, but they don't have to listen to you, especially if it's their house.
How many of you growing up said, I'm never going to parent my kids the way you parented me?
And now you're like everybody.
Now you're kind of, my brother said it. Now I've noticed he's doing a lot of the similar things that
things
my parents
slide through the cracks.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess says, good morning, guys. I just wanted to offer some quick advice to that mom because I deal with child development and I would frame this as teamwork. Say, dad, I need your help teaching him good habits. We let him listen to his tummy so meals don't become a battle every single night. If he feels like he's part of the solution, not the problem, he might actually come on board. Yeah, that's the thing. You got to almost make him believe it's his idea too.
Right.
All right, great advice. Thanks guys for all the messages.
The old bait and switch.
That's what it is. This is appreciated.
You do this on children, you do this on elders, you do this on just regular adults.
Mm-hmm.
perfect.
One reason we do this segment is not just to help everyone who messaged in, but also to prepare Breezy for parenting.
Yep. Moose declared last week that he will not be having children. So.
All right. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.